All right, Brother Wes, you come on, mind the Lord tonight.
Amen. It's been good to be here tonight, hasn't it? The ladies were singing about the love of God defying all understanding. The book of Ephesians says the love of Christ passes all knowledge. But then it goes on to say, Paul said, he would that God would grant you that you may know the width, the depth, and the breadth, and the height. Now how do you, he said you ought to know, the measurements of it, but he said it passes understanding. And love of God is one of them things that you can know, but you can't know. I've met it. That's what he's talking about. I've met the Lord's love. I know what it's like. I know what it feels like. I know what it can do in a man's life. But I, as far as understanding it, I don't. It passes
knowledge. Amen.
I've enjoyed the singing tonight. I've enjoyed everything this week. I haven't said a whole lot, but I do want you to know I've appreciated being here. Thank God that I've been able to be here this week, and it's been a blessing to me just to be able to be here with you, and I appreciate that. I want to read you a little something. Sometimes when I read something, I write it down in my Bible just so I can remember it. But we've been just trying to preach the Bible this week, and, you know, we could leave here. If I leave here this week and I leave, I don't care what anybody really thinks about me. Now, I want you to take that into, I'm not saying I don't care what you think, but if I leave here, it's not going to hurt my feelings if y'all say, well, he wasn't much of a preacher. It ain't going to bother me at all. But if I leave here and you say he didn't preach the Bible, that would be bad. And that's what God called us to do. But I love the Word of God. It's a book. It's the book of books. It helps us when we need help. It comforts us when we need comfort. It corrects us when we need correction. But I found this, and I'm going to read it to you before I get started preaching. Here's what it said. It's one thing to read the Bible through. It's another thing to read and to learn and do. Some read it with design to learn to read, but to the subject give but little heed. Some read it as their duty once a week, but no instruction from the Bible seek, while others read it with little care, with no regard to how they read or where. Some read it as a history to know how people lived 3,000 years ago. Some read to bring themselves into repute by showing others how they can dispute, while others read because their neighbors do, to see how long it will take to read it through. And some read it for the wonders that are there, how David killed the lion and bear, while others read it with uncommon care, hoping to find some contradictions there. Some read it as though it did not speak to them, but just the people of Jerusalem. Some read it to prove some pre-adopted creed and understand the little of what they read. For every passage in the book they bend to make it suit their all-important end. And some people read it, as I has often thought, to teach the book instead of being taught. You know, David or Saul, he couldn't kill Goliath, but he sure didn't care to tell David how to do it. And the Bible is for us to learn. So some people read, as I was often taught, to teach the book instead of being taught. And there are some who read it out of spite, and I fear there are but few who read it right. So many people in these latter days have read the Bible in so many ways that few can tell which system is the best, for every party contradicts the rest. But read it prayerfully. There's the key. And you will see, although men contradict, God's words agree. For what the early Bible prophets wrote, we find that Christ and his apostles quote. So trust no creed that trembles to recall what has been penned by one and verified by all. So trust no group that refuses to say what God said then still works today. You stick with the Bible, God will help you with it. And we don't need a new Bible. We need to do what the one we got says. folk are trying to do everything in this world to interest people, and I'm telling you, this Bible right here, it's the one I got saved by, and it's the one I'm going to go to heaven by. It's good to live by, it's good to die by. If you got your Bibles this evening, if you would, I'd ask you to find your place in the book of Luke, chapter 18. I've sort of been struggling today on what to preach, and so on my way to church, I brought two Bibles, and I decided when I got out of the vehicle, I wasn't bringing two in, and tried to sort of study on the way here, and that didn't work neither. But after the singing, it seemed like the Lord just sort of verified with me what He wanted. And so we're just going to give you this thought that the Lord's laid upon our heart. Here's what the Bible said, Luke chapter 18 and verse number 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what will thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, they gave praise unto God. Let's go to the Lord in the word of prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. Lord, we thank you for the week that you've given us together in your house with your precious people. God, I do pray that somebody here this week has got some help. Lord, I do know that you've given me help. You've encouraged me, and I thank you for that. And if nothing else comes out of this meeting, I do thank you for helping me. God, I pray that you would just speak to hearts this evening. I pray you'd take your word and do what we can't do. I pray that the Holy Ghost of God will take the word of God and drive it home to the hearts of the hearers. If there be one here tonight that's lost and undone and on their way to hell, God, I pray that you would help them to see their need to be saved before it's everlasting too late. I pray you'd show them that they're a sinner, helpless, and in need of a Savior, and that you're the Savior. If there be some of your people here tonight that's got cold and indifferent, God, I pray that you would renew them. I pray that they would see their need to start serving you and working for you. To see that we're running out of time and we're living in the last days. And if we're going to do anything for you, we got to do it now. And God, I do pray for those of your people that are doing everything they can do. They're praying, they're serving you, doing all the things that you would have them do. God, I pray you'd encourage them for one more day, one more battle, one more fight. And God, I do pray you'd help them to realize that you are coming soon. As the song we've been singing says, hold the fort, for I am coming. God, I pray you'd help us to do that. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bible said in Luke chapter 18, verse number 35, the Bible said that it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Now, if we were to go to Mark chapter 10, we'd find out that this certain blind man, his name is Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus was a beggar. Luke chapter 10 tells us that his name was Bartimaeus. Right here it tells us that he was begging. And I got to thinking about that and his name, you know, and I've preached on this before, but you know, everybody in the Bible, they give them a name and their name means something. You know, and all names mean something, whether we know that or not. I mean, you know, I remember when me and my wife was fixing to have our first baby, you know, everybody's got to go out and buy one of them name books. And every name means something. But Bartimaeus' name, I got to looking at that. You know what Bartimaeus' name means? Son of Timaeus. That's all he was. Bartimaeus was a beggar. He was not only just a beggar, but he was blind. Bartimaeus was hopeless. There was nothing that Bartimaeus could do. And we'll just go ahead and say this. Bartimaeus, as a lot of people seen him, he was just a drain on society. But the Bible said that one day Bartimaeus was sitting by the wayside begging. The Bible said in Luke chapter 18, verse number 35, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Now let me just say this. Bartimaeus was sitting there and he was hopeless. He didn't have any hope. There was nothing good in Bartimaeus' future. I mean, it was every day at the same spot doing the same thing, and nothing was ever going to change. But one day, somebody came by. And I'm glad that if we just read this, we read Luke chapter 18, verse number 35, and we don't go no further, it's still hopeless. But I'm glad, you know, if it would have been any other man that passed by, there'd have been no help. And I thought about this. Bartimaeus was a blind beggar. There was plenty of them going around, and they weren't all that needed as far as everybody seemed. Bartimaeus was hopeless, you know, and in this day that Bartimaeus is living in, they didn't have these outfits like the Eartha vans and all of them to come pick them up. There wasn't no seeing eye dogs. They didn't have jobs for blind folk. They were an outcast. They were a drain on society is what they thought. And they were pushed off out of the way somewhere and left to die on their own. Nobody cared about them for the most part. Maybe a few did, but not many. Bartimaeus, Brother Caldwell, was going to be stuck on the side of the road begging for the rest of his life until he took his last breath. Nobody cared. Bartimaeus, no doubt, was probably depressed. And when you're hopeless, you're depressed. He wasn't satisfied. There was nothing good in his life. He had nothing to be happy about. He had no joy. Everything was just down all the time. I believe that. I'm just reading about Bartimaeus. What I believe. Bartimaeus was sitting by the wayside begging. He was begging people to give him just enough money to buy the food for that day. He didn't have anything. There was no security in Bartimaeus' life. He didn't have anything he could count on. I mean, all he had was just that place that he sat in, the dirty rags that he was in. There was nothing desirable about Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is sitting by the wayside begging, and he's going to be there. His occupation is he's a beggar, and his condition is he's hopeless. So Bartimaeus is sitting there by the wayside begging, and somebody comes by where he is. But I'm glad that somebody wasn't just anybody. I'm glad that Jesus passed by. Ain't you glad that when you, and I'll go ahead and tell you this, you know, and we like to think we was pretty good, but I'm going to tell you, when the Lord found you, you was no better than Bartimaeus. The Bible said there is none good, no, not one. There is none righteous, no, not one. We're all sinners. We're all on our way to hell. Everybody that's born into this world needs God's help, and they need that help from Jesus Christ. Jesus saves, and He's the only one that can. People had walked by Bartimaeus all his life, and nobody had ever helped him because nobody ever could.
Thank God Jesus passed by. This would have just been another day, Brother Caldwell. It's all it's ever been. It's just been one more day of misery and one more day of unsatisfaction, one more day that didn't mean a thing, one more day of misery is all it would have been. But the Bible said, and it came to pass that he was come nigh to Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. I like how the Bible calls him a certain blind man. He just wasn't any blind man. You know what that leads me to believe? That leads me to believe before the foundation of the world, this appointment was set up by God. The Bible said that Bartimaeus is there, and it says, hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Now I want you to look at what they told him. They said, Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Now look at what Bartimaeus says in verse number 38. It said, and he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David. That ain't what they told him. Bartimaeus knew something that they didn't tell him. You know, I got to read that and I thought, man, somebody's told Bartimaeus something. I mean, this man's miserable in a hopeless condition. Can't be a help to nobody. He just needs food. That's all he's begging for is just enough money to buy him a little bit of bread to eat. Sitting there, but somebody evidently told Bartimaeus something about the Lord. They said Jesus of Nazareth passed by, and he didn't misspeak. He said, Jesus, thou son of David.
He said, have mercy on me. So y'all give me just a little bit of liberty. I ain't trying to add anything to the Word of God. I wouldn't want anybody to go out here and say that or not. But I do want to try to be a help to you tonight with the Lord's help. You know, sometimes we read the Bible like it's a dead book, it's a living book. And you know, I don't think God cares a bit for us to use our imagination while we're reading. Not while we're coming up with doctrine, but while we're reading, I don't think God cares for us to think, well, I wonder if. So I can see Bartimaeus day in, day out. He's sitting in the same place. He's got his little begging spot there. Might have somebody that comes by and picks him up.
Now I got to thinking, Brother Caldwell, how did blind Bartimaeus know that Jesus was the son of David? Not that he was just from Nazareth, but he was the son of David. How did Bartimaeus know that Jesus Christ had in his possession mercy? Somebody had to tell him.
Amen.
You know, I don't know. Bartimaeus may have had a mama that loved him. I'm sure he probably did. Nobody else in the world might have, but blind Bartimaeus may have had a mama that did. She may have read him a little bit from Isaiah the prophet. You know, he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our... She might have read over there the prophecies concerning his birth and all the things. I don't know. I don't really know who told Bartimaeus, but I do know this. Thank God somebody did. This meeting would have never happened if somebody hadn't stopped by where Bartimaeus was and said, Bartimaeus, I know you're a beggar. I know you got no hope, but thank God I've got some good news. I ain't talking about good news for modern man. I'm talking about good news for sinful man.
Amen.
Good news for the hurting. Good news for the hopeless. I'm glad that we still got good news. This world, all we got is bad news. In this world, that's all we hear. You turn on the news, you'll get disgusted in 5 minutes. I don't like to watch it. I don't like listening to them. They're so left-wing and liberal, I don't want to hear a thing they got to say. But I'm glad I've still got the good news, and it's going to be good till the day Jesus comes.
Yes.
Somebody told Bartimaeus something. Not just something. Ain't you glad that they didn't just tell him a story, but they told him something that helped?
Yes, yes, right.
You know, that book still helps folks today.
Yes.
We can sit down, we can run into folks that we know, and we can just crack up a conversation with them about stuff that don't matter, or we can tell them about something that does matter.
Yes, right.
Somebody come to where Bartimaeus was, and they give him some good news. So just for a little bit, if y'all would, y'all just bear with me here. Maybe one day Bartimaeus is sitting there in his begging spot, and Bartimaeus has got a scowl on his face. He's been asking for money, nobody's dropped any in. He's kind of aggravated and mad, and he didn't have anything to be happy about. Just to be honest, we just sitting there by the wayside begging. He's on the side of the road in the ditch, and he ain't got no hope, and he's helpless, and nobody loves him as far as he knows, and nobody cares. But maybe one day there's a man coming by there where he is, and he sees him sitting there and he has some compassion. Maybe some saint of God walked by where he was one day and said, I'm going to stop by and talk. Maybe somebody walked by one day and the Holy Ghost of God said, why don't you go over there and talk to that fella and see if you can be a help to him. Maybe uplift him, maybe give him some information. Maybe one day this fella walks by and sees Bartimaeus there and he says, hey Bartimaeus, I want to talk to you for a minute. You look sad, but I want to let you know there's some good news.
Bartimaeus says, what do you mean good news? Ain't nothing good. You here on the side of the road, there wouldn't be nothing good. This man says to Bartimaeus, if you don't care, you just let me tell you. See, I'm a servant. I was over at Cana of Galilee there the other day, and I was at a wedding. He said, you know what that wedding, they run out of wine. And it's a big, big mess. I mean, we expect to have problems. But today, this fellow named Jesus was invited to that wedding. And said his mother was there, and she called for Jesus, and she told Jesus, and this fellow's just telling Bartimaeus, and she told Jesus, she said, they've run out of wine. Jesus looked at us, and he said, you see them water pots over there, everybody's been washing their hands in? He said, you fill them. Fill them to the brim. Said, we filled them. Said, they contain 2 to 3 firkins of the water apiece. Said, we filled them to the brim. And that them water pots was sitting there, Brother Caldwell, and that's how them Jews done. They used them water pots. They washed in the first one, then they went to the second one. They washed in the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, and the sixth one, until they got to the last one, and that was the cleanest water there, and they were all clean. And they washed from their fingertips to their elbows. But I will tell you, that first one was pretty dirty. The last one was the cleanest, but still nasty. Here's what the Bible said. Jesus told them to fill them, they filled them, and he said, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. This fellow looks at Bartimaeus and he says, listen, I was the one carrying the cup to the governor of the feast. He said, I handed him the cup, and he drank it, and he said, there's something not right. And I was scared to death, I thought they was going to kill me. And he said, no, he said, this is the best we've had yet. And he said, call the bridegroom, get him to come over. And he said, most men at the beginning do set forth the good wine, and then at the end that which is worse. But he said, you've saved the best for life. He said, I don't know why, Bartimaeus, but that's just something I thought I ought to tell you. Maybe it might be a help to you. This fellow's name was Jesus, and he turned water into wine.
Maybe on another occasion, Bartimaeus was sitting there begging. And there's this fellow that walks by. And he sees Bartimaeus sitting there. And Bartimaeus is just sitting there, got a grim look on his face, ain't got no hope, looks like he ain't got no hope. He's unhappy, he's unsatisfied. And this man stops by to where Bartimaeus is. And he said, "Listen, sir, I'd like to tell you something if you don't mind." Bartimaeus says, "What do you want to tell me? Have you got any money?" "No, I ain't got no money. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee." Bartimaeus is sitting there, Brother Aaron, and this man says, "I just want to tell you," he said, "I used to be a leper."
Yeah. Yeah.
Bartimaeus said, "What do you mean you used to be a leper?" He said, "I used to be a leper." He said, "There's 10 of us. There's 10 of us. All of us lepers. They kicked us out of the camp. We sitting out there outside of the city. We was having a drink from the hood prince. We didn't have no hope. You know, leprosy's a death sentence, Bartimaeus." Bartimaeus said, "Yeah, I know." He said, "What do you mean you used to be a leper?" He said, "There's 10 of us out there in this fellow named Jesus. They say he's the master." And where we were. And we yelled at him. We hollered at him. We said, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And he said, "You know that he made us whole right there on the spot?"
Yes, right. Amen.
And this fellow told Bartimaeus, he said, "Listen." He said, "There's 10 of us." He said, "Nine of them guys, they had other things to do." He said, "Some of them had to go to ball games. Some of them had to do other things. Some of them had to go to work. Some of them had to get home." But he said, "I just want to thank the Lord for what he done for me." He said, "Bartimaeus, I don't know if that means anything to you." But he said, "I just wanted to tell you. I thought I ought to tell you. I was a leper, but now I'm not."
Amen.
Bartimaeus was sitting there, Brother Aaron, and he was thinking, "I don't know why everybody stopped and talked to me. But this Jesus fellow, he sounds pretty interesting. Maybe on another day, maybe on another occasion, this fellow walks by and Bartimaeus is sitting there and this fellow walks by and he comes to Bartimaeus and he sees Bartimaeus there in his condition. He sees he's hopeless, sees he's helpless. And he says to himself, he said, "You know, I used to be hopeless and helpless. Don't ever forget you were hopeless and helpless. Strangers from the commonwealth and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." What does the Bible say? "As such were some of you."
Yes.
And this man looks at Bartimaeus, he said, "Listen, I feel like I ought to tell you, by the way, my name's Legion."
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, "Listen, I was out there by the Sea of Galilee, Sea of Tiberias, whatever you want to call it, said I was cutting myself. I was crazy. Nuts." He said, "They tried to help me, everybody tried to help me, said ain't nobody could help me. Said they bound me often with feathers and chains. Said they didn't have a rope big enough to hold me or a chain big enough to hold me." He said, "I was going to kill myself. I done run my family off. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with me. Everybody was through with me. They put me up." He said, "I stayed in the tombs and up in the caves all by myself, crying and cutting myself night and day." He said, "I was so unhappy. I didn't have anything to look forward to." But he said, "One day I was out there in the tombs just looking. It said, out there across the sea, said, I seen a great storm coming and it caught my attention. And I got to looking at that storm and all of a sudden out there in the middle of that storm, I seen a little bitty boat." He said, "This fellow stood up on the bow of the ship and said, all of a sudden there wasn't a storm no more."
Yeah.
And he said, "I started walking down the water to see what happened. He said, just as soon as I got to the edge, this man named Jesus comes off the boat." He said, "What man hadn't been able to do with me, he did in 1 minute.
Yeah, right.
They bound me off and with fetters and chains, and they couldn't do nothing with me. But in seconds, I was at his feet, clothed and in my right mind.
Amen.
Everybody else had broke me off, but I reckon from what I understand, he come over there just for me." He said his name was Jesus. They say he's from Nazareth, and that he's the son of David. Brother Caldwell, one day Bartimaeus is sitting there by the wayside bank, and this little lady comes by. She sees Bartimaeus. She has compassion on him. That's what we need to have, compassion.
Yeah,
compassion.
We're not going to see souls saved without compassion. If we're going to see souls saved, this lady walks by and she looks at Bartimaeus, and you know what everybody else seen when they seen Bartimaeus was a drain on society and a waste and somebody that was going to ask them for something. But she went over there and talked to him. I believe that the Lord had led her that way. And she said, you know what? She said, for 12 years I had an issue of blood. She said, I spent every dime I ever had trying to get help from doctors. Nobody was able to help me. So they was willing to take my money, but nobody could do a thing for me. But she said, one day, Bartimaeus, I was sort of like you. I was hopeless and I was helpless. I was bound to die. Nothing was going to change my condition. I was going down and I was going down fast. I'd lost my will to live. I was not happy. I was not satisfied and there was nothing good in my life.
I said, one day I heard about this teacher coming through. His name was Jesus. They say he's from Nazareth and he's the son of David. And I went. And she said the crowd was so thick around him, you couldn't get to him for nothing. Said everybody was throwing him. There was no way I could get to him. But she said, I tell you what I done, Bartimaeus. She said, I got down. She said, nobody would open up and let me in. Everybody was crowding around him. But I got down on my hands and knees and I crawled through the press and I touched the hem of his garment. And she said, immediately, thy issue was dried up. And she said, he turned around and said, who touched him? Said, Bartimaeus, I was scared to death. I thought surely a man as great as him was probably going to kill me for touching him. He was clean and I was dirty.
Yeah.
I said, no, he didn't.
Preach on, preacher.
Bartimaeus says, there might be something to this, Jesus. Might be. I don't know, but there might be. Maybe one day Bartimaeus is sitting there and this fellow comes up, sees Bartimaeus, and he says, Bartimaeus, he said, if you don't mind, I'd like to tell you some good news. Bartimaeus said, well, go ahead. He's sort of opening up now. You know, before he didn't care. Now he's sort of opening up.
Yeah.
He said, go ahead. He said, I was out there by the Sea of Galilee and said, there was this great teacher teaching. Man, I've never heard anybody teach like he taught. He said he taught like one that had authority.
Yeah.
And he knew the Bible front to back and forward, up and down, left and right. And said when he taught, he said it was just like the Lord was speaking to us. He said we sat out there all day long and listened to him teach. And said at the end of it, we was all hungry. He evidently knew that because he wanted to feed us. But he said, tell you what happened. He said we was out there. Nobody had brought their lunch. Nobody had anything to eat. Town was too far away and nobody was able to do anything to feed us. And Jesus asked a question. He said, I was standing there. I heard it. He turns to his disciples and said, whence can we buy bread that all these may eat? And his disciples said, town's too far away. One of Philip said, we only have 200 pennyworth. But he said, one of them come up and said, I found here a small lad with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But what are they among so many? So why would this story be interesting to Bartimaeus? He had a good square meal in his life.
That's right, yeah.
Bartimaeus is listening. And this man says, I'll tell you what happened. He took them five loaves and 2 small fishes from that boy and said he looked up to heaven and said, Father. Said he blessed it and they broke it and said, after everybody eat, 5,000 men plus women and children off of what we would call a double fish burger. 5,000 plus men, plus women and children. They all ate. He said after they got done, there was 12 baskets still left to take out. I'm talking about a Savior that can do what nobody else can do. You know what? I guess what I'm getting at is you may feel like your story is not all that interesting. You know, I've heard these fellas, I've heard a lot of preachers, I've heard a lot of people get up, and they want to tell about how deep and dark their life was and how sinful that they were. And I'm glad God can save sinners. Thank God He can. And if you're here tonight and you're in that condition, I want to tell you, He'll reach down into the horrible pit for you just like He did for me. There's a lot of saints of God that they were sinners in need of a Savior, but they hadn't been as far as some, and they say, my story's not interesting. Well, how interesting is a story about food?
Oh, the Bartimaeus, dude. Bartimaeus sitting there by the wayside begging. This fellow comes up and he said, listen, out of that way. He said, I saw it in my own eyes. They gathered up 12 baskets full, and that was after everybody had eaten. Bartimaeus said, boy, sure, this Jesus would come by here.
Yeah. Preach on, preacher.
Maybe one day, there's this fella comes walking up. Y'all were looking, John chapter 9, you might do it right now. John chapter 9, verse number 1, the Bible said, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, Bartimaeus sitting there by the wayside begging, and this fella comes walking up. He said, hey, you care if I sit down with you for a minute? How do you do that? You got compassion. He said, hey, do you care if I sit down with you for a minute? Bartimaeus says, nah, you might as well. Fella sits down. He said, listen, I got some good news I want to tell you. Bartimaeus says, what's that? He said, well, Bartimaeus, I used to be blind. And that Bartimaeus got a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
Why is it? Because he's blind. He said, what do you mean used to be blind? He said, I used to be blind. I mean talking, can't see nothing blind. I was born that way. He said, it wasn't just, I was born that way from my mother's womb. He said, you know what? He said, I was sitting out there, and I was just sitting there one day, just like you're doing, begging. Pretty, I mean, the same thing, just in a different place. Sitting there by the wayside begging. This man named Jesus passed by. They say he's from that. They say he's a son of David. He said, I was sitting there, Bartimaeus, and this fellow walks by. Said he come over to where I was. Said his disciples was talking about me. Said I heard his disciples talking about me. And said they were interested in me, but not for the same reason he was interested in me. And that's a shame. Church folk ain't interested in sinners for the same reason Jesus is interested in sinners. But they asked the Lord. They asked this man, Jesus. They said, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
He said, Bartimaeus, I scared death what he was going to say, but this is what he said. He said, neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him.
Amen.
He said, Bartimaeus, I was sitting there and said, all of a sudden he comes over to me and said, he spit on the ground and he made clay out of the spittle and he rubbed my eyes with it. And he told me, he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He said, Bartimaeus, I went and he said, I come forth to see you. Bartimaeus is sitting there and he said, man, I sure wish Jesus would pass by this way.
Yeah.
You know, you got to tell them about him, but tell them about him before they want him.
Yeah, amen, brother.
How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard?
Right. Yeah.
One day, Brother Aaron Bartimaeus sitting there by the wayside begging. And this fellow comes up. He sits down beside Bartimaeus. He says, how are you doing? Bartimaeus says, I ain't doing good. I said, I ain't got no money today. There ain't nothing going on. I said, I'm blind. How do you think of it? He said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, my name's Lazarus. He said, I used to be dead.
Yeah.
Used to be? Yeah. He said, but I had a friend that loved me.
Hey, Lazarus.
Came to where I was.
Praise the Lord.
He said, I'll tell you how dead I was. I was dead 4 days.
Yeah.
My sister said he's been dead 4 days. By now he stinketh, Lord. I was dead then. Not just wound dead, not passed out dead. I was dead.
Yeah.
He said, I was laying in that tomb, I reckon, all wrapped up. I didn't know nothing was going on. He said, I do know this. I sure didn't want to leave Abraham's bosom, but I did. That's where he was.
Yeah, amen,
I was sitting down there with Isaiah and Jeremiah and David and all them and said, all of a sudden, bam, I was gone. He said, I heard a voice. He said, Lazarus, come forward. He said, I come out of that grave, I wrapped up in my grave clothes and said, there was my friend standing. And he said, loose him and let him go.
Amen.
I love to think about this. You know why I said Lazarus, come forth? You know why I got specific? Because if he had just said, come forth, the whole place would have been gone. One of these days he is going to say, come forth. You know what Bartimaeus said? He said, I sure wish Jesus would come down my way. I think he's got what I need. I think he can help me. I've actually got a little bit of hope. I mean, I think this man could actually do what I need to be done. Bartimaeus has got a desire in his heart. He wants help, and he's got just a little bit of hope. I mean, he's
I'm about to. Here's what the Bible says. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, ain't you glad that he was Jesus?
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Amen. I'm glad it was. And I want to tell you tonight, if you're sitting here and you don't know the Lord, you ain't never been saved, he's close.
Bible says it came to pass that he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it means. He didn't know what was going on, Brother Colley. He was just sitting there in his same place that he sat every day. And he noticed the traffic had picked up a little bit. And there was a little bit more noise going on. And Bartimaeus didn't know what was going on. And nobody was paying attention to him today. Nobody was looking at him. Nobody was stopping to talk to him. Nobody took the time to tell him what was going on. I mean, he was not going to know what was going on unless somebody told him. Bartimaeus said, what's going on? Nobody listened. He said, what's going on? Finally, somebody come over there to Bartimaeus and said, don't you know? Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Bartimaeus, like the fell out, he said, Jesus of Nazareth? Is that what you said? Bartimaeus jumps to his feet. There's a whole crowd of people around him, and Bartimaeus does not care. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the crowd that was with around the Lord there, they rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But I love Bartimaeus. He said, Jesus, thou son of David. He cried so much the more. The Bible said that as soon as he said it, Jesus stood. Jesus stopped dead in his tracks for an old unworthy sinner like
that.
Somebody that everybody else passed by every day. Somebody that the world had wrote off as hopeless and helpless and worthless. Jesus stopped dead in his tracks for. Not only that, but he said, bring him to me. Bartimaeus got to him and Jesus said, what will that I should do unto thee? And this Bartimaeus looked at the Lord and he said, Lord. And I'm glad he said that. I mean, he said, Lord. I mean, it wasn't no question. He didn't say, man. He didn't say nothing. He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Hey, he done had full confidence that God was able to do what he said he could do. He had heard so many testimonies from God's people about the great things that he could do. He heard the blind man. He heard the man with the palsy, the woman with the issue of blood, the man that was dead. He heard all those folks tell what Jesus had done for them. And he was convinced that he could do it for him today.
Yeah. Amen.
Bartimaeus is sitting there by the wayside begging, and thank God Jesus passes by. Ain't you glad Jesus passed by where you was?
Yeah.
Came by your way, unworthy as me and you was, but Jesus came there. I mean, we couldn't offer him nothing. Bartimaeus didn't offer the Lord nothing. He didn't have nothing to give him in return. He didn't have nothing that he could do for it. He just yelled to him, cried for mercy. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I'll tell you one thing. If you're here tonight and you say the same thing to the Lord, he'll stop for you too.
Amen.
He'll turn his ear. What was it the psalmist said? He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And I cried unto him, and he inclined his ear unto me, and he lifted me up also out of a horrible pit, down a miry place, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goal. What he done for Bartimaeus, he'll do for you. What he done for them, he'll do for you. I'm glad we serve a God that's able. I'm glad I have a Savior, Brother Caldwell, that's not limited like man's limited, but he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Bartimaeus thought there'll never be anything good happen in my life, but he didn't know there was a man named Jesus until somebody told him.
Amen.
And the Lord asked Bartimaeus, he said, what will thou that I should do? And then he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. You know, Jesus knew what Bartimaeus needed.
before Bartimaeus ever got up. But he wanted Bartimaeus to say it. He wanted Bartimaeus to know what Bartimaeus needed. Bartimaeus had to admit it. You know, I don't have to come down to an altar and name every sin that I've ever committed. All I have to do is like that old publican to say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Jesus said, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. Bartimaeus' life was changed from that moment on. No longer helpless. No longer hopeless. No longer homeless. The Bible said that he followed him, glorifying God, and all the people when they saw him gave praise unto God. Brother Caldwell, they the bunks there trying to shut that down too. They didn't want that to happen. They didn't want to see anybody get any help. Matter of fact, you know why they told him to quit saying, thou son of David? They was afraid they was all going to get arrested for it. Because that meant he was a king. That meant he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes, sir.
That meant way more. See, I'm glad that somebody stopped by and said something to Bartimaeus. Because this, if Bartimaeus hadn't have never heard about Jesus, he may have never met him. If Bartimaeus is something that nobody would have ever came to where Bartimaeus was, Jesus might have walked by that day. If nobody would have ever told Bartimaeus about Jesus of Nazareth, the son of David, that he may have been sitting there that day and said, what's going on? Somebody may have said, Jesus is passing by. And he said, I don't know who that is. But thank God somebody came to where it was and told him about it.
And you say, well, preacher, I just ain't got a real good testimony. It don't have to be real good. It just has to be true and real and biblical.
Yeah.
So, well, I ain't got answers to tell. It don't have to be answered. God don't need your interest in testimony. He needs your mind.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't real good at talking to people. God don't need you to be real good at talking to people. God just needs your mind.
Yeah. Amen.
There's a world of lost and dying folk all around us.
Amen.
That don't have any clue who Jesus is. You may be sitting here this evening and you may be just like Bartimaeus was. You may feel like life is hopeless. You may be helpless. You may have problems you can't fix. Can I tell you, I've got one. I know one that's got the answer.
Amen.
I know one that fits worse than you. Right?
Yeah.
You say, well, I don't know if there's any worse than me. Well, I don't care if you are the worst there ever was. He can still fix you. Aren't you glad for that?
Yes, amen.
I think Legion's pretty bad. When I get to reading about Legion, I was probably worse than him. Since I've been saved, by the way. Bartimaeus was sitting there by the wayside begging, but one day his life changed. And it was all because of a man that's passing by that somebody had told him. You know how the Bible works? Here's how the Bible works. You tell it, and then the Holy Ghost of God enforces it.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Bartimaeus was sitting there, and as soon as they said Jesus, he done lit up.
Yep.
When's the last time, you know, the Bible said that Bartimaeus cried. When's the last time you actually saw somebody cry? I mean, and say, Jesus. I mean, when's the last time you saw somebody run down to an altar?
Yeah.
Bartimaeus did. You know why? Because he needed help, and he had heard about one that could help him.
Amen.
He didn't. He hadn't been sitting in church and listening to a fireball preacher preach. He just heard regular old people tell what Jesus had done for them in regular old ways. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I ain't a preacher. Well, you ought to be tickled to death, you know. A pastor of mine one time told me, he said, sheep make sheep, shepherds don't. You know, you can do actually, I don't want to say this, you can actually do more. You can do more. Now, I ain't saying the man of God. I am not degrading the position of the man of God, but we put way too much on the man of God. It's your job. It's not just it. Preacher, did you go down and see so-and-so? Did you? Before you ask him, be willing to go yourself. Why is it? Because I'll be honest with you. I believe if a preacher would have sat down by Bartimaeus, I believe he would have shut him down. Don't you?
You ought to see how people shut down when a preacher sits down by them like that. Oh, if you just sit there in your workflow, pull up beside them, start talking to them, you tell them about the oil, it's amazing how much they might pay.
Yeah. Jesus
and Nazareth.
Say, boy, I wish I could do something for the Lord. You just tell people what Jesus done for you. Well, I wish I could help somebody. You tell them what Jesus done for you. You say, preacher, I don't know a whole lot of Bible.
You don't have to be real theological to help somebody. Doctrine may sound absolutely theological, but Brother Caldwell, they just told what Jesus done for them. What they knew that he was capable of, what he had done for them, what they had seen him do. And they told how it helped me. Man, it just lined up there one day. They had all told him, Bartimaeus is sitting there by the wayside begging. Jesus is passing through. The crowd's coming by. Bartimaeus says, what's going on? Hey, and I think this one more thing before we quit. You know, it'd be good if a multitude of people could get to follow Jesus. That'd make a whole lot of people wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
It's a shame this day and age we live in. Church parking lots are more empty than they've ever been.
Yeah. Yeah.
He heard the multitude, Brother Aaron, and he said, what's going on? He said, Jesus of Nazareth, thy son of God. And he said, Jesus, thy son of God, have mercy on me. And his life was changed from that moment on. And it was never be the same. Never be the same. So, preacher, I'm sitting here tonight, and I'm hopeless, and I'm helpless. What can I do? Same thing, Bartimaeus, with Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
You know what will happen? You're saved.
Again.
If you're here tonight and you want to be saved, you can be saved. If you're here tonight and you know you're lost and you know Jesus is the Savior, you can be saved. There's no doubt in my mind about that. You may have heard people talk about everything's got a line this up. No, I'll tell you what, as long as Jesus is here, you're here, you can get saved. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, he's here. If you're here tonight, you're lost. Don't you dare let what the crowd thinks keep you from running to Jesus.
Amen.
He'll change your life. The misery is over with. The pain and the hopelessness. It'll be gone. Be replaced with joy and hope. Brother Aaron, you come ahead.
I get the Beatrice to come tonight. Play something softly for a few minutes. Let's all stand to our feet tonight.